Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Friday, July 30th. What to know about the latest incentives for Americans to get their COVID-19 vaccines and how the economy is bouncing back from the worst days of the pandemic. Also, wild weather from Alaska to New Jersey, the aftermath of thunderstorms, tornadoes, and a historic earthquake. Plus, how Robinhood is stumbling in the stock market, why a movie star is suing Disney, and who went first at the NBA draft. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. More Americans might start getting paid to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Biden administration is now asking cities and states to use their relief funds to dole out $100 payments as incentives for people to get their shots. New York already kicked off the $100 incentive plan this week. Other states have been doing vaccine lotteries and other kinds of giveaways, too. And the White House says they've been pretty successful, so they want to see more of them. As expected, President Biden also announced new requirements for millions of federal workers. He said they'll have to either get vaccinated or follow new rules on masking, weekly testing, distancing, and more. Hours later, the Pentagon said members of the military are going to be facing the same rules. Biden says he hopes this inspires more private companies to nudge their employees to get their shots too, to keep people from getting sick, filling up hospitals, and dying of COVID-19. That's getting a lot of pushback, though. State lawmakers around the country have proposed more than 100 bills to stop employers from mandating vaccines. At least six of those bills have passed. The Texas governor went a step further yesterday. He signed an executive order that says any business, school, or local government that forces people to get vaccines or wear masks will be fined up to $1,000. He says it's up to each individual person to make those kinds of choices for themselves, not the government. The U.S. economy is finally bouncing back from the pandemic. A new report from the Commerce Department shows the gross domestic product, or GDP, grew more than 1.5% from April to June. It's now surpassed where it was before the pandemic even started. The GDP is basically the total value of goods and services produced by a country in a certain time period. And this last quarter, people and businesses have been spending quite a bit. They've been investing, buying items, and spending on experiences like travel and restaurant meals. Economists say relief packages from Congress have made a huge difference. They've given people everything from stimulus payments to extra unemployment benefits to new child tax credits. But some of those relief programs are also starting to go away. In fact, the nationwide evictions freeze is set to expire tomorrow. It was first put into place last year when a lot of people lost their jobs and got behind on rent. The government didn't want an influx of people on the streets and in shelters to fuel more COVID-19 outbreaks. But a lot of people are still struggling. A recent survey from the Census Bureau found about 3.6 million people are facing eviction in the next 2 months. Landlords say they're pressed too, though, since so many tenants are behind on their rent. But they're still on the hook for taxes, maintenance, and other bills. Either way, the White House is pressing Congress to pass another eviction moratorium. But so far, it's unclear where lawmakers stand on that idea. There was at least one thing most Democrats and Republicans agreed to this week, and that was the need for more security on Capitol Hill. Congress overwhelmingly passed a new $2.1 billion spending measure for Capitol Police. It goes to pay police salaries, reimburse the National Guard for reinforcing the Capitol this year, and to better secure windows and doors around the Capitol building. The same bill also tackles an unrelated issue. It includes about $500 million to help people in Afghanistan who helped in the U.S. war efforts. It will grant 8,000 more immigrant visas for translators and other U.S. allies, and the money will go to their transportation, housing, and other essential services. President Biden says he's planning on signing the bill into law soon. A man who was once one of the most powerful leaders in the American Catholic Church is now facing criminal charges for molesting a boy. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was charged with sexually assaulting a teenager for many years back in the 1970s. That makes him the highest-ranking Catholic official in the U.S. to be charged with alleged sexual abuse. McCarrick is now 91 years old and says he can't remember ever abusing a child. But he was expelled from the priesthood a couple years ago after a Vatican trial found him guilty of sexually abusing many minors and for sexual misconduct with adults. A wider investigation also found bishops, cardinals, and popes downplayed or dismissed reports of McCarrick abusing young people. The church says it's since made financial settlements with some of the alleged victims. Americans are dealing with the aftermath of more wild, severe weather this week. Strong thunderstorms, including at least a couple tornadoes, swept through several states yesterday, like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Virginia. People got hurt in the town of Bensalem, Pennsylvania, north of Philadelphia, as well as in Jefferson County, Ohio, about 45 miles west of Pittsburgh. Homes and businesses were damaged, trees were uprooted, and streets were flooded. As of early this morning, thousands of people are still without power. Alaska also got a scare this week with the largest earthquake to hit the U.S. in half a century. An 8.2 magnitude quake struck just off Alaska's coast. Scientists say an earthquake that strong only happens about once a year anywhere in the world. The ground shook for up to 2 minutes in some places, and it was pretty hard. Amazingly, though, not a lot of damage has been reported. People were warned ahead of time to move to high ground, so it doesn't seem anyone got seriously hurt. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a message about today's sponsor, HelloFresh.
If you're like me, you can sometimes feel stuck in a rut when it comes to dinner, going back to the same few boring meals over and over again. Well, HelloFresh allows us to switch things up, and I love that HelloFresh's produce gets from the farm to your door in less than a week. So not only do they promise fresh, high-quality ingredients, but that's also been our experience every time. I've loved making and eating meals like sweet potato fajitas with pepper jack and pickled jalapeno, or beef bulgogi meatballs with roasted carrots, ginger rice, and sriracha crema. Oh, and if you love to grill in the summer, HelloFresh now has everything you need, such as grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more. Whether you choose the vegetarian meals, the craft burgers, or extra special gourmet meals, HelloFresh means less prep and minimal cleanup, so you can just enjoy the process of cooking. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and then use that code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
The popular stock trading app Robinhood had its own stock opening this week, but it didn't go that well. On their first day of trading, Robinhood's shares closed more than 8% lower than they started. They're now priced at nearly $35 a share. For comparison, most of this year, the company has been trading in the $50 to $60 range in private secondary markets. Reuters says part of the issue is many investors who used Robinhood during this year's meme stock craze purposely snubbed the IPO. They're still angry Robinhood cut them off when they were trying to invest in trendy stocks like GameStop and AMC. Other investors were nervous about Robinhood too, because it's been the focus of regulatory investigations and legal battles over that same stock frenzy. However, Robinhood says it's here for the long run and not just as a trading platform. Company leaders say over time they want to move into becoming a payments app too, sort of like Square. And one day they hope people use Robinhood as their only app for all things money. Amazon's sales numbers are going up, but the company's stock price actually went down yesterday because the numbers weren't quite as high as analysts thought they would be. Between April and June, Amazon's net sales reached more than $113 billion. That's a 27% increase compared to the same time last year. Still, that means the growth has slowed. During the same period in 2020, Amazon's sales skyrocketed by more than 40%. Amazon's chief financial officer told CNBC sales growth exploded last year when pandemic lockdown started, and it's tough to compare Amazon's current business against 2020. He also said he expects Amazon's overall growth will continue to slow down in the next few quarters. actress Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney a few weeks after her big Marvel movie came out. The issue is Disney decided to release Black Widow on Disney Plus on the same day it came out in theaters. But Johansson says her contract guaranteed it would come out exclusively in theaters first, and her salary was based largely on box office ticket sales. So now she's suing Disney for breach of contract. However, Disney says it didn't violate its deal with Johansson. It says she's already been paid $20 million for her work on the movie and that the lawsuit shows, quote, callous disregard for the global effects of COVID-19. Black Widow is still in theaters. Even though a lot of people saw it on opening weekend, it has since become one of the lowest grossing Marvel movies ever. American Sunisa Lee has been named the new best gymnast in the world. She won the gold medal in the women's all-around competition. The 18-year-old from Minnesota is the fifth American gymnast in a row to win it. Fellow American Jade Carey came in eighth place in the all-around. The rest of their teammates, including Simone Biles, were there to cheer them on. Happening today at the Olympics, American swimmer Caleb Dressel is looking for another gold medal. He's the favorite to win the 100-meter butterfly on the men's side. Meanwhile, women's swimmer Katie Ledecky is looking to set a new Olympic record this weekend when she swims in the 800-meter freestyle final. If she wins the gold, Ledecky would have more individual gold medals than any other female swimmer in history. Also this weekend, there are medal events for tennis, golf, diving, track and field, and more. The NBA draft was back in all its glory last night. The Detroit Pistons had the first pick of the night, and as expected, they selected top-ranked point guard Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. Minor league player Jalen Green was the second pick of the night. He went to the Houston Rockets. Next, the Cleveland Cavaliers picked up Evan Mobley, the 7-foot-tall center from the University of Southern California. The NBA is hoping to have a normal season this year and start play in mid-October. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Noom. Here's Erica again with more.
Whenever I'm having a hard time making a decision between two choices, I try to always stop and ask myself if there is a third option, a different solution or middle ground that maybe I hadn't thought about before. Well, the same can be true when it comes to health and fitness. There can be a lot of pressure to label certain foods just good or bad, or to follow some strict rules if you want results. Well, Noom feels that just creates unnecessary dilemmas and stress. Instead, Noom wants to change how you see food with a psychology-based approach to building healthier habits. It's not about making you feel guilty or regretful. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is about better understanding your relationship with food and then empowering you to make healthy choices that work with your lifestyle and can be long-lasting. You get to choose your health goals, and Noom will then personalize a program for you. And Noom only needs a daily 10-minute check-in. So start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, you can sign up for your trial at Noom, that's spelled Noom.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're talking about a Georgia piano player named Tony Valentine Carter, who recently got the biggest tip of his life. For the last 13 years, he's been entertaining strangers at the International Airport in Atlanta. Carter is at the piano about 4 hours a day, every day. He says he can play everything from oldies to classical music to modern hits. When a child walks by, he even plays Baby Shark. But through it all, though, he's struggling with kidney disease, and he receives dialysis treatment for several hours every night. Well, recently, Carter's skills and personal story inspired a lot of people to pay it forward. Motivational speaker Carlos Whitaker heard Carter playing at the airport, recorded his performances, and posted them on Instagram. Whitaker asked his more than 200,000 followers to donate money for Carter's tip jar. The tips poured in fast, and strangers ended up donating more than $70,000. Carter told the Washington Post he'll use the money to pay for an oil change, but plans to donate the rest. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode, and we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.